will officially open the hearing for the property located at 81 East Washington Street. In attendance at this hearing again is Problem Property Administrator Randy Baker, Building Codes Official Administrator Brad Sutton, Harnett County Planning Department Representative Teresa Byrd, Town of Coates Manager Nick Holcomb, and properties being represented by Trustee Ms. Diane Dixon.
Dana.
Dana, I am sorry, I apologize. So at this point in time, we'll turn it back over to Mr. Sutton.
All right. So this property is located at 81 East Washington Street. It was posted on February the 5th for condemnation. We're having a hearing today on it. Mr. Baker, if you want to pull up those.
Pulling up the photos.
Okay. And I will go through the question and answer. Get that out of the way, and we will talk a little bit about this one. You're the legal owner of the property. It is in a trust, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Robert H. Dixon, trustee, and Dana P. Dixon, trustee. Okay.
And we have the photo of the property in question on the screen.
Okay. And there would be no other parties with interest in this outside of the trust.
Correct.
There is no deed of trust on this property, liens okay. and so forth. Any outstanding taxes due?
No.
No. You're aware of the current condition of the structure?
Yes.
Okay. Structure is not currently occupied. When was the last time the structure was occupied?
Longer than the one beside it.
Okay.
And it will be interesting. I'll look them up.
Okay.
But I don't know.
At least 25 years. Is the structure currently served by an approved electrical service? It is not.
No.
Potable water source, I'm guessing, would be no. And septic or private?
Correct, no.
Is no. Okay. Does the property have an operating heating system? That would be no.
I wouldn't know, so your,
okay,
your
yeah,
answer, you do know.
I feel pretty confident it is not. Access points to the structure secured to reduce unauthorized entry? The answer to that is a definite no. Are you aware of any portion of the structure that displays signs of decay, damage, or defective construction? Would you like to answer that question or plead the fifth?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. Okay. And so the last question, of course, is given the current condition deficiencies that have been observed by Mr. Baker and myself, what course of action are you planning to pursue? And we have gathered from the letter from Mr. Dixon that he plans to repair these. That letter will be entered into the files, so make sure we put that in both of these files. This one was a little bit more difficult to deal with because the state of decay around the property is so bad that we could not gain entry to it to even do an inspection on it. Of course, you can see from the pictures, that's at the front porch. Nobody's going to go in there without falling through. I think there were some pictures taken from the windows, did you say? I don't know that there was any usable photographs taken. Again, this house has been unoccupied for many, many, many years. I don't really know what I can add to the discussion that would change anything other than to say it also needs to be taken down. And that's what my official order will be. And again, it will be, those orders will be sent out to Mr. Dixon.
I understand.
And he has, of course, the right to appeal. The appeal has to take place within 10 days. Issuance of the order. I'm gonna just make a note here. And that will be called an order to demolish. And again, these, you know, these houses have not been occupied for many, many, many years. So it's not, I don't know what could possibly be a reasonable situation to not take them down. I don't think they're, from a professional, my professional opinion is they're not worth saving because of the amount of decay and the number of repairs that it would take to make it a habitable dwelling for human habitation. So they can't be used for storage, I'm assuming, and that's based on
zoning.
One thing that I did fail to mention was the fact that it's been so long, they would have to go back through the zoning process. I think we had discussed that earlier as well. But we will get the order out to Mr. Dixon as soon as possible. And again, he does have a 10-day window to appeal that to the town of Coates.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Would they both have to, I would assume they would both have to go back through the zoning.
Yes, that's correct.
Thing.
Yes.
What did you call it again? Zoning board or?
Just town of Coates would oversee the zoning. So, and in this particular zone, it's so close to downtown. It's part of the mixed use village, which is our kind of downtown Main Street zone. So houses are, or single family residences are allowed in that zone. But since it's been so long, it would have to go through a conditional approval from the board as well. So even if the council granted the appeal, they would still have to see progress in some plans before they would grant the zoning permit, which then he would need to come get the building.
Yeah, okay. So what I was leaning more toward the, and I didn't understand that the permits from the county in order to start rebuilding, everything would have to come through. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
As far as, permission and get the sign put up, this, you know, from the county that this is has permission to be worked on.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So in order to, if the option to repair the house is, you know, is what he wants to do, so the first thing he's going to have to do before he can pull permits is go through the zoning process.
Uh-huh. So the permits is.
But the permits would come through the county, yes, that is correct. Any building permits that are issued would come through the county. That would be part of the appeal process to. I'm sorry. I'm gonna just turn this off because this is getting ridiculous. That would be part of the appeal process because my decision is for them to take it down. In order for him to do repair or abatement, he would have to appeal my decision to do that. And that would be left up to the board to make that decision. In which case, if they approve that, then he would have to go through the zoning process, get that squared away. Then he would have to come to the county and get building permits. Something that has to be kept in mind is, by law, it's going to be more than $30,000 to repair these houses and bring them into a habitable state. So a licensed general contractor would have to obtain the permits. All of the tradespersons who work on the house would have to be licensed individuals because it is rental property or would be rental property.
The possibility of an engineer's assessment of
the existing. Yes, there will be most likely a structural engineer would have to get involved. And of course, these are all logical steps to, if that's the, you know, if that's what he wants to do, to bring these into a habitable state, it's going to cost a substantial amount of money. Much more than what it is listed as tax value. So, and that's kind of one of the things that we look at.
Gotcha.
Did we ever get a tax value on the 81 East Washington?
I do. I have tax values for both of them that I can make you aware of. Okay, we're speaking of the property now. It's in question at 81.
Yeah.
The current tax value that Harnett County has assessed on this property, the structure itself is actually not taxed as a residential structure. It actually has a classification of an outbuilding. The structure value is $2,000 for the actual structure. The assessed value for the property, the land that it sits on, is $8,000. So therefore, the combination of the land and the house, the total assessed value is $10,000 for that.
Okay.
So they're valuing the structure at $2,000. Just for sake of notation, well, we previously had the hearing, the property that was located directly adjacent to it, the building on that again is not valued at or classified as a residential structure. It has a value classified as an outbuilding. The structure on that property is valued at $3,000, and the land value is valued at $12,000. So we have a combination total property, land value and house of $15,000 on the property located adjacent to it at 95 East Washington Street.
Okay.
I would like to point out one thing on as far as from statutory time frame, which we were speaking of earlier. Once the notice goes out, and then of course the time frame for appeal, the order that Mr. Sutton would issue would be dictated, as far as the time frame, would be dictated by North Carolina General Statutes, which would give Mr. Dixon a period of 60 days to take and
to correct them. Yes, in 60 days.
Yes, ma'am. And that's according to North Carolina General Statutes.
Well, if
the time frame.
Let me clarify this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me clarify this. Okay. If he chooses not to appeal my decision of taking these houses down, he has 60 days to comply with my decision.
Mm-hmm. Himself.
Yes. Which is take the houses down.
Yeah.
There is no other option but to take the houses down. At that point, if that doesn't happen, then we will pursue an order for the town to take the houses down and place a lien on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't do the appeal, you need to make sure he understands that.
Yeah.
He's got to do that appeal within 10 days.
And the lien that you're talking about there is that he will have to pay for the demolition of the houses. And then will the lien be taken off, or does that mean that your lien or your lien will mean you take over the land?
So Mr. Baker's more familiar with the lien process.
Yeah.
He can answer that question.
The process involved with that is, of course, the first opportunity is given. Once the order is issued to Dr. Dixon, it will take and give him the opportunity to perform as ordered the directive from the building official. Once that time frame expires, as Mr. Sutton said, after that point in time, he has not complied with the order, then Mr. Sutton and I would have to approach the Board of Commissioners with the Town of Coates with an ordinance to grant Mr. Sutton and I the authorization to carry out his orders of demolition. If the town grants us that order to take and carry it out, then we will submit it for bids to qualified contractors to perform the demolition. Now, when we say demolition, this will be demolition, any type of permits for the demolition, disposal costs, any type of attorney fees that would be associated with the land. All of those costs would be combined together, and that would be placed in the form of a lien to recoup the cost expended by the Town of Coates to abate these properties. After a 30-day period, we would send a notification to Dr. Dixon. This is what it cost the Town of Coates to abate these properties, to take these homes down. he would have 30 days to remit payment to the town of Coates to repay them for the taxpayer's expenditure. If he does not satisfy that lien, then the town of Coates, through its legal assistance, will take and foreclose on the property the same as they would if the taxes had not been paid.
Gotcha.
So it is a lien foreclosure procedure if he does not satisfy, satisfy those liens.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if Dr. Dixon, he receives the order and he abides by the order to demolish it, basically what he would, as far as permit wise, he would need to take and secure a demolition permit to perform the demolition on those homes. He would have to take and monitor and track where the disposal of the materials has taken place at, and submit that for us to sign off on the demolition. And when he would call for the demolition, it would mean complete demolition of the structure, the footings, the foundation, any block work. It would basically taken down to flat ground and disposed. There cannot be any materials left remaining on the site.
And it has to be disposed at an approved landfill.
At an approved landfill, an appropriate facility.
They can't dig a hole beside it and push it in it.
Right.
Yes, we've been asked that question.
Now, we have also in the past been asked this question as well, which it would be up to the local fire department. We have had individuals that wanted to donate structures, condemned structures, to the fire department to see if they can get any available training to assist them in their firefighting needs. Being a member of a local fire department, I do know that they do have to get training value in order for the state to allow them to perform a training burn. They do have to receive training value from those structures, but that is an option that he could take if he so choose to go that route. That would sometimes minimize his cost of demolition, because once they take it down, then all he would just basically clean up the remains of the ashes, so to speak. But that is something that he would need to contact the local fire department to see if that training value is available for them. But that is an option that he can take, because demolition versus a controlled burn, either way, the condemned structure would be removed.
No other questions.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions or statements?
I can just add that, you know, when this 10 days to appeal starts, this lines up fairly well with our town council. So we'll miss February's, but it'll be the second Thursday of March. So that gives us this 10 days. You know, we'll know if he's going to appeal yes or no before, you know, the end of February, so that we'll have plenty of time to get that on the March council meeting, which would be March 14th, and then we'll know what their answer is going to be if he does appeal.
So you turn your paperwork in from today, send him a letter of what your findings are.
Mm-hmm.
He has 10 days from the date of receipt of that letter.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has. We'll get that out, I'm assuming, today.
I'll get that out today.
It's
a certified mail.
It is, mm-hmm. Yes, 10 days from the date the order is given.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. To appeal, and the appeal will have to be set up through you guys. And does it have to be a written appeal in order, or can he call?
It will be a written appeal. He will have to send a written request.
And is that's in the letter?
And that would be in his written letter appealing it. He would need to send the original to the town of Coates, the clerk of the town of Coates, and he would send a copy to Mr. Sutton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as long as, you know, it's received within that specified time frame, that 10-day period, then the town of Coates would take and correspond back and let the representative of it know the exact date of when. But it sounds like if it is, it would work out to their normal meeting date in March is what it would probably be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I thank goodness that we could get that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It sounds like there's a lot of sort of what ifs after that, but I think that's the main date to look at, because if the town is going to support the recommendation of demolition, there's really no point to ask about the engineers and mm-hmm. our conditional use permit, which may or may not allow mm-hmm. for new construction on a single family home. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Anybody
else have any questions? Then we will conclude the hearing for the property located at 81 East Washington Street.